The BFG. Sophie couldn't sleep. A brilliant moonbeam was slanting through a gap in the curtains. It was shining right onto her pillow. The other children in the dormitory had been asleep for hours. Sophie closed her eyes and lay quite still. The house was absolutely silent, and the window behind the curtain was wide open, but nobody was walking on the pavement outside. Not the tiniest sound could be heard anywhere.
Gosh, I've never known it so quiet. Perhaps this is what they call the witching hour, when every child and every grown-up is in a deep, deep sleep, and all the dark things come out from hiding and have the world all to themselves. I wonder if I dare get out of bed and close the gap in the curtains.
Sophie knew that she'd be punished if she was caught out of bed after lights out. That was always the case. But there was no one about now. She was sure of that. So she slipped out of bed and tiptoed over to the window. She couldn't resist just peeping out on the street below.
Heavens! I've never seen our village street look like this before. It's like something out of a fairy tale. Goodness! All the houses are bent and crooked, and everything looks ghostly pale and milky white.
Across the road, she could see Mrs. Rance's shop, where you bought buttons and wool and bits of elastic. It didn't look real. There was something dim and misty about it. Sophie allowed her eye to travel further and further down the street.
There's something coming up the road! Something black. Am I dreaming? It's something tall and black. Something very tall and very black and very thin. It isn't human. It's four times as tall as human. Its head is higher than the upstairs windows of the houses.
Sophie opened her mouth to scream, but no sound came out. She was frozen with fright.
This is the witching hour, right? Oh, it's coming nearer and nearer. It's stopping in front of each house and peering into the upstairs window. Has to be some kind of a person, surely. A giant person, maybe.
The giant, if that's what he was wearing a long black cloak. And in one hand he was holding what looked like a very long, thin trumpet. In the other hand, he held a large suitcase.
Oh, my! He stopped outside Mr. and Mrs. Gucci's house. He's peering in through the children's bedroom window. Whatever is he going to do to Michael and Jane?
The giant put the suitcase down on the pavement. He bent over and opened it and took something out. It looked like a glass jar with a screw top. He unscrewed the top and poured what was in it into the end of the long trumpet thing. Then he poked the trumpet in through the open window, took a deep breath and... woof! He blew through the trumpet.
Whatever was in that jar has just been blown straight into Mike and Jane's bedroom.
As the giant withdrew the trumpet from the window and bent down to pick up the suitcase, he happened to turn his head and glance across the street. Sophie caught a glimpse of an enormous, long, pale, wrinkly face with the most enormous ears. The nose was as sharp as a knife, and above the nose there were two bright flashing eyes which had a devilish look about them. And they were staring straight at Sophie.
Help! He's seen me! Oh no, I must get back into bed, quick!
The next moment, there at the window was the enormous, long, pale, wrinkly face of the giant person staring in. The flashing black eyes were fixed on Sophie's bed.
He's going to get me! He's going to get me!